But begin the current daven Sefer Tzivam at daf Samachay. Begin on the fourth line down from the top of the Yomit. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf and the Mishnah, where the Mishnah told us the halacha that if a couple, a man and a woman, are married for 10 years and didn't have children, then they have to get divorced or he has to marry another woman so that he can fulfill his mitzvah pervira. Then it says she also could go ahead and marry another man. On that, the Gemara continues with the following brisa. Tarbon lena brisa. Nisas larishan v'lahoy laban. So let's say, as it always starts off, she's married to her first husband and she didn't have children. So then, as we said, she has to get divorced. Now, shlasheni b'lohi labanim, so as the Mishnah said, she can get married to a second man, because maybe it wasn't her, maybe it was actually the husband that was the cause of not having children. Now, let's say she gets married to a second man, she doesn't have children from him either. That the Braisa says, l'shlishu leitunase, as this is, as we mentioned, this machlik is in the previous staff. This Braisa is going like Rebbe, who holds a chazaka, is already established after two times. She has already established her chazaka that she does not have children, and hence, since already two husbands, she cannot get married to a third man. Ella, lemish yesh lebanim. She can get married to a man that already has children, and hence, he doesn't have to marry a woman that can have children, and therefore that type of a man he can get married to, but not someone that doesn't have children. Now, that the Braisa says, nis is lemish yesh lebanim. Let's say, in spite of that, she marries her third husband, someone that doesn't have children yet. That the Braisa says, Teitza b'lei k'suba. So then he divorces her without giving her k'suba. Now, Teisa brings from the Re that it seems that the case is talking about that this third husband didn't know this fact before he married her. And that's why when he divorces her, she goes without a k'suba, because that's what's called a mekach tais. Because obviously, if he doesn't have children, he has an obligation to fulfill. And this woman already has a chazaka that she doesn't have children. Now, however, Teisa says something interesting. But if it ends up that, so this third husband divorces her without a ksuba, but if she gets married to a fourth man and has children from that man, then actually she can go back to her third husband and demand her ksuba, because now retroactively it's revealed that it wasn't a mekach tois, because you see that I was someone that could have children. Now, regarding this brisa, the Gemara brings the following questions. Ibailu, that they had this question. Nisus lishlishi. So we said that if she gets married to a third man, and she didn't have children from him. Now the question is, so we said that she's not allowed, even really allowed to get married to a third man, but let's say it's even going like a Shemim Malil that says you're allowed to or you're not allowed to, be that as it may. Now the question is, after the third husband, for sure, you've already established your chazaka that this woman cannot have children. Now the halacha actually was with the first two husbands, according to everybody, she was able to, at least for sure, from the first husband, she's allowed to get her ksuba. As the Mishnah said, the Braisa on the previous stuff explained that she can get it because we say that it's him that had the problem. Hashem wouldn't punish her because, especially according to the opinions that hold that she's not commanded in Piribriyabra. But now the question is, now once she's established a chazaka that she's someone that cannot have children, now can the previous husbands that already paid her out for the ksuba say, wait a second, give it back. You just proved yourself that you establish chazaka, that it's you that can't have children. As the Gemara explains the question, Mi matzu amr lo, can they tell her, Egloi milso da'atu de garamt? Retroactively it's revealed, we didn't know at the time, so we assumed it was me, because I'm the man, I have an obligation to fill the mitzvah per river, but now we see that it's obviously you, because you just established that you're not kara, that you're someone that can have children, so pay back the ksuba that we gave you. Oh, Dilma Matzis Amruluhu, maybe she could tell the previous husbands no. Hashtuhu de kachchi. Now I became weaker, inferior. Now I became a woman that cannot have children. But at that time, there was no chazaka. Then I was able to have children, and it was you, and therefore I deserved the ksuba. Now that I made a chazaka, well, now things changed. So the Gemara says, Mistabra Matzis Amruluhu, it's logical to say that she could tell them, Hashtuhu de kachchi, that it's now that I became weaker. As Tez Yishanim explains, that there's a difference between the third husband and the first two. In other words, for the first two husbands, that essentially what they want to do is what's called Meitzim Mechaber El Barai. They want to take out from what they already gave her. And that, we would say that, no, that they always say that maybe now things have changed. You have to prove it. Whereas regarding this third husband, where we say that he can remove her without a ksuba, is because she wants to remove from him. That you have to prove that it's not you, and ultimately you have created chazaka that you're not able to have children, and therefore from the third husband it's yetzivit and b'lei ksuba. But whereas over here the first two husbands, where they really gave it to her, she could say, how do you know? Maybe things have changed, and therefore although there's a chazaka that I'm someone that can have children, maybe then it was different. Now Ibailu had a different question. Nisus l'revi. If she gets married to a fourth husband, v'hoi l'banim, and then she has children. Now the question is, ma'u d'tisvei l'shlishi? What's halacha? Could she go back and demand her ksuba from a third husband? Where we said that she didn't take ksuba from the third husband, as we said before in the brisa, because there's a chazaka that was established that it's her, not anyone else, not the man. So he removes her out of ksuba. Now the question is, now that she had already a fourth husband and she had children, so we see that she can have children, so maybe she should go back and say, wait a second, so you divorced me without a ksuba unrightfully because your whole claim was that it was me. But it's not true. You see, I could have children. So now the Gemara says that, no, Amrinla, we tell this woman, Shtikusech yafa midiburech. Your silence is better for you than the words you're trying to say over here as a claimant. And the reason is, because if she's going to come with such a claim and say, give me my ksuba, because obviously she says, I could have children, must have been you, is because the Matzi Amala, then he's going to tell her as follows. He's going to say, look, if that's what you're coming with, When I divorced you, I would have stayed married to you. Just we didn't have children. Now, I assumed it's because you couldn't have children. So if I would have known that you could have children, I would not have divorced you. Now, what comes out with such a claim, if she's coming and saying, look, I have children, so he's going to say, wait a second, then that is what's called the get would be nullified retroactively, and it would come out that now her marriage with her fourth husband is actually an act of znus, of having a relationship out of wedlock, because she's actually would then be considered still married to her third husband. So therefore we say, look, be quiet. Keep it as it is, because if you're going to come to him and try to say, give me my ksuba because you had children, you say, wait a second, you had children? Well, I wouldn't have divorced you. That means that the get I gave you is batal. And therefore, that would cause more problems than gain. Now, on that answer, the Gemara says, maskalora papa, he says, wait a second. If it's true that the husband could do what you just said he could do, that he could retroactively nullify the get, and hence we're telling her, look, you're better off quiet than saying what you're saying, well then, then if she's going to keep quiet like you said she should, not to get into trouble, what do you gain by that? Anan mishaskinan? Would us bezdin be quiet? What do you mean? You're right. He definitely would not have divorced her if he had known that she could have children. So nimtze get botel b'nei mamzerim. So it comes out that the get is nullified, and the children she has from her fourth husband are mamzerim, because we don't need her to be silent. We're not going to be silent. We're going to say, this: if she has children, obviously this wasn't his intention to divorce her. That means she still married him, and her fourth relationship is nus, and her children are mamzerim. Now, obviously, and this is what Rav Papa is saying, from the fact that we are quiet, that he obviously cannot nullify this get retroactively. Because we tell him, that's not true. You were in doubt when you divorced her. You didn't know for sure that she couldn't or could have children. And therefore, obviously, you didn't really care that much about her. And you decided, you know what the situation is? I don't want to stay married to her. I'm divorcing her. And therefore, the question that comes back is so that she should be able to be tevei her ksuba from a third husband. Not like the Gemara had answered. So that really takes us back to the question about if she has children from the fourth husband, can she go back to the third husband where he can't tell her, oh, be quiet, better than... Because he's not going to be able to retroactively be involved again. So she should be able to go back to him and say, give me my ksuba, you see I could have children. So therefore, rather, Ella, Rav Papa says that if you want to say that this third husband would be exempt from paying up the ksuba even now, it would be from a different reason. Because I mean, we would say almost the opposite of the logic that was said in the previous example previously in the Gemara that says, because we're going to say, hashtuhu devriyasa. He's going to say that, yeah, it's only now that you became healthy and sterile and being able to have children. But then when we were married, you weren't able to have children. And therefore, she's not fit to take the ksuba from the third husband because actually at the time that she was married to him, maybe she was not ready to have children. And if he was legitimate, as the chazaka had established, that she's not able to have children. Although now she could, maybe things changed after this. And that's why, for that reason, but not because of the reason that he could say, that's not the reason why I divorced you and you're still married to me, because that wouldn't happen, because even her keeping quiet wouldn't help. Rather, it's because he could say, maybe things change, and therefore you can't prove to collect the ksuba from me now. Now, this next case in the Gemara, Teisa explains from Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Chaim, is talking about where the woman is already on her third husband, and that after 10 years, that didn't have children. And it's going like Rabbi Shmuel Leal that says after three times, a chazaka is established. Now, that the Gemara brings that they're having the following argument, the husband and wife. Hu amar mina. He says, I know that it's because of her that I don't have children, and therefore, I don't want to give her a ksuba. Now, vahi amar mina. But she says, no, it's not true. It's actually from him. Now, although, and that's what Tosis is coming to address, although we said previously when it's the third husband, that then he doesn't have to give her a ksuba, because after three times it's established chazaka, that it's her that cannot have children because he's already her third husband. And that, in spite of that, the Gemara tells us, if their argument is regarding who is it that's causing their inability to have children, and each one is claiming that they know for a fact it's the other one, on that, Amr Rab Ami, that Devarim Shebeinoy Lebeinoy Nemenes. Things that are regarding intimacy between the two of them, in regards to being definitive in who's at fault over here for not being able to have children, she's believed, and hence, she actually gets her ksuba. Now, the Gemara says, but time am I, what's the reason that she's believed more than he is? And the reason is because he kaima labayir kechetz. She knows, the woman knows, if his sperm shoots like an arrow. Who like him labayir kechetz? He has no clue if it's shooting like an arrow. And as Rashi says, any sperm that doesn't shoot like an arrow is not able to create conception to have a child. And therefore, she knows and he doesn't know. So if she's saying that that's the fact, that he's not able to, she's believed, and actually she will be able to get a ksuba, even though he's the third husband, generally creates a chazaka that she's not able to have children. Now, however, the Gemara says that even if Amar Ihu, even if he says, wait a second, Ezel Insevitza, look, I'll go marry another woman, and we'll figure it out that way. I say it's her. You're saying it's me. I'm saying it's her. So I'll prove it. I'll marry another woman, and we'll see if I have children or not. Obviously, it's my wife and not myself. Rab Ami, he says, Av bezuya yitzimidin ksuba. Rab Ami says, no. Even in such a case, even if he's going to attempt that experiment, he's still going to have to go ahead and let her get divorced and give her a ksuba. And the reason he says, Shanayim, because I say for a totally different reason that wouldn't help. Because I say, kolanoisa ish al ishtai, whoever marries another wife on top of his previous wife, yitzimidin ksuba, he has to go ahead and let her get divorced and to give her a ksuba. So that wouldn't help as an idea of removing doubt that it's not him and rather her. However, Rav Amar, he says, no, that person could marry many women, even on his previous wife. But it's only as long as he has enough money and provisions to sustain those extra wives. Now, that the Gemara continues on Amud Beis, going back to the topic of our Mishnah, which we said that if it's after 10 years, we force him to divorce his wife or to marry another wife so that he fulfills his mitzvah of having children. Now, however, if Hu Amar, he says, when they're coming to force him, look, you gotta divorce her, says, look, Aflas Bagoyasra, he says, it's not time yet, it's not 10 years, I know it's 10 years since I got married, but she miscarried in the middle of those 10 years. Now, as we said in the Mishnah, that then you start recounting, you reset the clock from the time she miscarried to start another 10 years. Now, however, he Amar, but she says, Loy Aflas, she says, no, it's not true. I didn't miscarry, I'm an Akara, I'm a woman that can't have children. So Amr Bami says, Af bezuhi nemen. He says, in this case also she's believed. And the reason is, the im isa de ipila, because if it would be true, like the husband's claiming, I don't want to divorce her yet because she miscarried. Nafsha ba karta lemachzika. A woman would never establish a status on herself that she's not kara, that she's someone not able to have children. No one wants to be in that situation. And therefore, if she is saying that, it must be that she's saying the truth. If the situation was hipila, that she miscarried once, and mechazim hipila, she miscarried a second time, mechazim hipila miscarried a third time, on that the Gemara says, chuchzika l'nefalim, she has established her chazaka that she miscarries, and therefore, he has to divorce her and give her a ksuba, because although that she's miscarrying, but maybe it's actually his fault that he's creating those type of children that are not strong enough for her to sustain. And therefore, he gives the kesuba because of that, because maybe it's his fault, but he has to divorce her because it's already chazaka three times that he's not going to have healthy, viable children from this wife. Now, regarding that halacha, if Hu Amar Afilatre, if he says, she only miscarried two times and I'm not going to divorce her yet, the Amar Tlas, and she says, it's not true, I miscarried already three times, Amar Bishchak Ben Elazar, he says, actually, Uvda Havda Be Medrasha, there was such a story in the Beis Medrash, and they said, he mehemna, she's believed, and therefore we force him to divorce her. And as Rashi says, it's not that she's coming to claim, I want you to divorce me. Rather, it's just that we force him to have to fulfill his mitzvah of Pirvi Rivim. And the reason is, dim isad le'afla, if it was really true that she had not miscarried three times, again, nafsha benifli le'machzika, a woman would not want to establish a chazak on herself, that she's a woman that miscarries her fetuses, and if she is admitting to it, it must be that she's saying the truth. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, is of the halachas of pivirivya, procreation, of having children. So the Mishnah qualifies, the mitzvah is ha'ish metzula pivirivya. The man, the male, is commanded on pivirivya, but not the woman. As the Gemara will explain the reason for this, women are not obligated in having children. He argues, he says, no, shneim hu aimer, regarding both male and female. The Pasuk in Bereishis says, telling to Adam Chavit, says, Vayvarach oisim alikim, that God blessed them. Vayyem lahem alikim, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. And we see that lahem, to them, was saying this commandment to both Adam and Chava. Now the Gemara asks, regarding the Tanakama, but no hanemili. Where do we know this? That Per River is only for the man and not for the woman. So Amrib Ilah Mishum Rabbi Lazim and Shimon says, Amakra, the Pasuk says over there, the one that was just quoted in Bereishis by Birchim and Bereik, it says, Umilu es ha'aretz v'chibshua, that they should fill up the land and conquer it. Now, that explanation is that Tanakh Kama holds, Ishtar Kelchavish, who conquers? That's a male type of attribute. Ve'ein Ishtar Kelchavish, and the woman doesn't generally do that, and therefore the qualification of that Pasuk of Per River is a reference to the man who he conquers and not the woman. Now, that the Gemara asks, other up to the contrary. Look at the word that it says v'chivshua, karti mashma. That's in the plural, if it was singular, it said v'chivsha. It says v'chivshua ha, that they should go ahead and conquer land. So therefore, it seems to be going on both male and female, on Adam and Chava. But the way it's pronounced is like that, but the way it's written, it could have a komatz under the shin, which would be B'chav Shah, that he conquers it, and because of the way that it's written, it specifically is coming to tell you that it's only going on the man who is Darak Lekavish and not on the female. Another source of Yosef HaMahachi says from this Pasuk, where Hashem tells Yaakov, Ani Kel Shakai, I'm the God of Shakai, pray Urevei, V'loi Kama Peruvu, and it doesn't say in the multiplicity, it says in the singular, and therefore it's obviously saying that only the commandment is on Yaakov and not on his wives. Now the Gemara says other statements from the same Amora from Rabbi Lor. Just like this as a commandment to say something that's going to be heard, for example, when it's rebuking somebody. As it says, you have to rebuke somebody, but it has to be someone that's going to listen. So too, there's a mitzvah not to say something to someone that's not going to listen. Now, Rabbi Abba, I mean, he says, actually, chayv, it's actually an obligation. It's not just a mitzvah. It's a stronger terminology. Shnemek says, a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, al toichach letz. Do not rebuke a scoffer. Pen yisnecha, maybe he's going to hate you. Haichach lechav miyavecha. Rebuke a sage, a smart person, he'll love you. And that is because scoffers don't want to hear it. And therefore, as the pasuk is saying, don't rebuke him. It's actually an obligation not to, because just like someone that would listen, you have to. Someone that wouldn't listen, you shouldn't. And actually, there's a famous law that says that this is not just in the person, in the object, but rather even in the form of how it's said, it would be an obligation. In other words, when it says, don't say something that wouldn't be heard, you could say, based on the Shlah's interpretation, where he says, al toichach, don't rebuke somebody that lets, you're a scoffer, you're a lowlife. Pen yisnecha, then he might hate you. Haichach, rather, when you rebuke somebody, say, l'chacham, you're such a smart person, someone like you, you know, it's not appropriate, v'yavecha, then he'll love you because you're building him up, you're not breaking him down. And that's a similar how you could interpret this Gemara, that just like you should say something that would be heard, say it in a way that building somebody up, that he'll listen to you, so too is a mitzvah not to say something that's not going to be heard. Even though you're talking to a chacham, but you call him a letz, he's not going to listen. That's also an obligation not to be said. Another statement from the same Amoy, Vomer Belov, Meshim Ablazber Shimon, says, Mutulay la'odim l'shanes b'dav Hashem. A person can change the facts when he's saying over something because of the sake of peace. Shemek says, a passing Bereishis, says that the Shvatim told to Yosef after Yaakov Avinu had died, that they said to him, look, Avicha Tziva b'gam, your father commanded, Kaysem Rula Yosef, so that you should say to Yosef, the Ono Son of Begamer, please, you know, have mercy, forgive you brothers. Now, as Rashi says, actually, Yaakov did not command this, but they changed the facts because of peace, because they didn't want to have this animosity that Yosef had, or that they thought that he had towards them. Now, Rav Nosson Naimi says it's not just that it's permitted, but actually it's a mitzvah. Shemek says the Pasuk Shmuel Aleph, where we see that Hashem himself did Kiviyachal something like that. Where Yemer Shmuel, Shmuel said to Hashem, Eich Eilich, how am I going to go to anoint David? V'shama Shal v'hargani v'gaimer, that Shal's going to hear and he's going to kill me. Now, it says over there, so Yemer Hashem, Hashem responded to him, Eglas Bakar Tikech B'Yedech. You know what you do? Hashem said, look, take a calf, and you'll say, V'amart L'Zbeich, you say that I'm just going to bring it as a carbon. And really, you're really going on a mission to anoint David. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Shmuel HaNavi to change the facts because of the sake of peace. And therefore we see it's not just permitted, but actually it's a mitzvah as Hashem himself was doing this. Similarly, the Gemara says, Deber b'Shmuel Tana, Gadol HaShalom, how great is peace? Sha'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shinabai, that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the facts to maintain peace. Demikar, because originally the Torah says that when Sarah heard about the news that she's going to become pregnant at such an old age, so she said in a degrading way, V'adayni zaken, and my husband, he's so old. Ula b'saif, however, at the end, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed what Sarah had said to Avram, Ksiv, the Pasuk says that when Hashem was telling Avram that Lama zatzachach kasara, why is it that Sarah was laughing, and that she said, V'ani zakanti, and that Sarah said, but I am old, Hashem changed what she had said for the sake of peace. Because it wouldn't have been a peaceful thing where if she would have been saying, oh, my husband, he can't have children. Rather, Hashem said that she said that she's old. Why is she saying, doesn't she believe that Hashem can bring a child even when they're older? But we see how God, Hashem, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was she in the boy. Now, Gemara resumes the discussion of the Mishnah where Rabbi Yechim and Rekha Omer, he said that even a woman is commanded in the mitzvah period. Sidma, we learned that it's a machloikis in halacha. Rabbi Yechim and Rabbi ben Levi, Chara mahalacha k'Rabbi Yechim ben Bereka, that a woman is commandment in Pivriyeva, but chara ma'in halacha k'Rabbi Yechim ben Bereka. Now, the Gemara wants to say that to Stein we could prove to Rabbi Yechim hu da'a ma'in halacha, that must be Rabbi Yechim was the one that said halacha does not follow him, and that a woman is not mitzvah in Pivriyeva. And the reason is as follows. Because the Yasser Rebavo v'kama mishmeid Rabbi Yechim halacha, because there was an incident where Rebavo was sitting, and he was saying that in the name of Rabbi Yechim, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yechim ben Bereka. Now, Vahadrinu Reb Ami Reb Asi Lapayim. Now, Reb Ami Reb Asi, who heard this, they turned their faces away. Now, that is because they held their Reb Yechim and never said that. It's just that they were showing honor to him, and they didn't want to say, you're wrong. So all they did was turn their face away, but we see from their turning their face away that they disagreed, and obviously their Reb Yechim holds not like Reb Yechim break. Now, Vekadami, those say a different version of that episode, where Reb Chia Bar Abba, it was actually Reb Chia Bar Abba, and not Reb Avo, that he said, the Rabbi Yechon said, halacha is like Rabbi Yechon Bereka, v'adrin Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi Lapayu, and they turned their face away from him. Now that the Gemara asks, Amar of Papa, he says, Bishlam Amanda Amar, Rabbi Vo Amar. According to the first version, this story makes sense. And the reason is, Mishum covered be keso loy Amru loy bele midi, because of the honor of the Caesar, that they didn't tell him that you're wrong, and that the reason is because Rabbi Vo was very close to the king. As the Gemara tells him, Mesach Sanhedrin, Mesach Ksubis, now, they didn't want to refute him, but by turning their face, they showed you're wrong, and therefore that illustrates that actually Rabbi Yechon does not hold Rabbi Yechon Bereka. But Elamanda Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar, but according to the second version, that it was Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba who said it, but why they just turned their face away, lame relay, they should have told him, Rabbi Yechon never said this. Why did they just turn their face away? That's a question that would be according to that version. But according to that version, it wouldn't be a raya, that it actually would be maybe a raya the other way, from the fact they didn't tell him. Maybe they do agree Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka. Therefore, the Gemara continues and says, what was the conclusion? Can we prove which way Rabbi Yechon held if he said like Rabbi Yechon ben Bereka in our Mishnah or not? So the Gemara says, Tashma, come and they will prove it from here. The Amar Acha Bar Chanina, Amar Bavo, Amar Basi, says, Uvda Hava Kameh Di Rabbi Yechon, this story took place in front of Rabbi Yechon, Beknishta De Kisari in the Shul in Kisari. Now, the story was talking about where a woman was demanding from Beis Din that her husband divorce her. And the reason is because they didn't have children. Now, as the Tesi Yishanim explains, the case was talking about that it was known that he was an Ukr, that he could not father any children. So therefore she was coming to Beis Din and said, look, you know, it's his fault. I want to be able to, that he should have to divorce me. And moreover, she said, Yaitzi v'yitin k'suba. Now, the halacha that what she wanted was Ksuba, and Rabbi Yechon paskind that he has to divorce her, he's an Akka, he's sterile, and more than that, since it's his fault, he has to give her Ksuba. Now, and this is where the Gemara proves how Rabbi Yechon paskins. If you would entertain that Rabbi Yochanan held that not like Rabbi Yochanan Bereka, rather like the Tanna Kamma that a woman is not obligated in Pirvei Yivra. Well, then the question is, Ksuba Mayavidita, what is Rabbi Yochanan doing awarding the woman her Ksuba? As the Teis Hashem explains, that for either one of them, this husband is never going to have children because he's sterile. Now, if you would say the reason is that we require him to divorce her and actually give her the ksuba because the woman, that shouldn't be because she's not commanded in the mitzvah privy of her. And that is, the husband could tell her, look, if you want to stay with me, then all will be fine and well. If you don't want to, so good, I'll divorce you. But you're not getting a ksuba because a woman only gets a ksuba when Alpi Din, there's a mandate for the husband to have to divorce her. Why should he have to divorce her? So you're not having children? Fine. Who said that that's grounds to require the husband to have to divorce and then to have to give him the ksuba? You want to get divorced? Fine, get divorced. But there's no right in halacha for you to have to get your ksuba. If there was a mitzvah, piv-ri-vya, if he held the kibbutz mibureka, well, then of course he would have to divorce her and give her the ksuba because she has her own obligations. Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan held the kibbutz mibureka that the woman is obligated in her mitzvah, piv-ri-vya, and that's why he has to give her the ksuba. Then the Gemara rejects the raya. Dilma beva machmas taina. Maybe it's talking about a specific type of a case where she comes with a claim. In other words, maybe she's not mitzvah in Pirvei Yivra, and therefore it would seem logical that generally she wouldn't get her ksuba because she doesn't have any claim to have to mandate a divorce. But it's talking about when she comes with a claim, ki ahida asoy lekamad Reb Ami, similar to that story where there was a woman that came in front of Reb Ami and she demanded that her husband divorce her. Now, Amrle, so she said to him, Havli ksuba, not only do I want to demand the divorce, I want to get the dowry, I want to get the ksuba. So Amalah, he said to her, Zil, go away, loy mifkadis, you have no mitzvah pivri ever. And therefore, look, if you want to get divorced, we'll get you divorced, but you're not getting a ksuba because there's no mandate for you to have to get divorced and have children. So Amalah, but she told him, misivu de la, but what about when she becomes older, meaning a reference to herself, my tahav Allah dahachitza, what's going to be with that woman? Who's going to take care of her? I want children, I want grandchildren, because I want people to take care of me. So Amar, he said, if that's the reason why you want to get a divorce, then we force him to divorce and give a ksuba, because that's a rightful claim, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan gave this woman her ksuba, not because she has a commandment of Pirvei Yivra, but maybe it's because he doesn't hold a kibichim breaker, but it's because she has a claim for a different reason why she wants to and should be able to have children. Similarly, the Gemara says, "Hahida asol li kamei Rav Nachman." There was someone that came in front of Rav Nachman. Amalah, he said to her, "Look, let me fkad this. You don't have a mitzvah pirvei yivra. You don't deserve to get your ksuba because you don't have children." So Amalei, she said to him, "What? Loi boy hach itza chutzuli yada? Doesn't this woman, meaning reference to herself, need a piece of a stick, a cane to lean on when she's older? I mean, in other words, I need people to help me out. I need children, grandchildren, and moreover, when she dies." Doesn't she need a shovel for her burial? I need people to take care of me when I'm older, and people to bury me, and therefore I need children. Sami said, if that's your claim, that's a good claim, and then we force, and then you get your ksuba, because it's a rightful claim to have to get divorced, and therefore thus mandating a ksuba, because of the need of having children. Now, the Gemara concludes this discussion by bringing a story regarding this question that we have: what is the halacha? Are women mitzvah and pirvei yivra or not? So the Gemara says that Yehuda v'Chizkiya tu'umim hayu. Yehuda and Chizkiya were twin brothers. Now, echad nigmar tzuras l'seif tisha. One of them was only completed as a child, as a fetus, after 9 months. But v'echad nigmar tzuras l'tchil sheva. But the other one, although they were twins, he finished his pregnancy, meaning his as a fetus, after the beginning of 7 months, and therefore this was a difficult pregnancy where she had one as already finished at the beginning of the seventh, and the other one only delivered at the end of 9 months. Now Yehudis was the base of Reb Chiya. Yehudis, who was the wife of Reb Chiya, she had a lot of pain in childbirth, where she had one at the beginning of 7 months, one at the end of 9 months. Now therefore she didn't want to have any more children. So what'd she do? She knew if she was going to ask her husband, it might not be that simple. So Shanai Mona, she changed her clothing, she got dressed up. V'asli kamei Reb Chiya, she came in front of her husband Reb Chiya as a regular woman asking a shayla. So Amr, she said to the Chacham, to the Aitza Mifka da Pirvei Yivra, is a woman commanded in Pirvei Yivra? Amar lo lo, she said to her, no, you don't have any mitzvah Pirvei Yivra. And that was what this Gemara is illustrating from this halacha, that the halacha is like the Tanna Kamma, that a woman is not mitzvah in Pirvei Yivra. So what did she do? Now that she heard that she doesn't have any problems creating a situation where she can't have any children, because she never had a mitzvah in the first place. So Azia Ashtia Samadakarta situation, she drank a potion that made her sterile, that she can't have children anymore. Now Lasaif Igloi Milsa, ultimately this was heard by her husband, what happened. Amalah, he said to her, Ichoy, that if only it would be that you hadn't drank this potion, that you could have given birth to me one more wombful, meaning to say that she tended to give birth to twins, that you could have given me just one more time of having two more sons. Dama, like the master said, that she always gave birth to twins. Yehuda and Chizkiah were brothers, they were twins. And Pazi v'Tavi, as the Gemara continued, the top of Samach v'Amanav, they were twin girls. And they were the daughters that he had. And therefore he said, only one more time, we could add another two children, another two twins. Now, however, the Gemara asks on this halacha that Rabbi Chiya had told his wife. V'lay mifkati, is really true that women are not commandment in the midst of Pivriyavim. But v'amar avachabar rav katin amar b'yitzchak, we see that the halacha is paskind, the l'maisa, that a woman is mitzvah, because maisa b'isha achas, there was a story with a certain woman, shechetzi shivcha v'chetzi baschan, she was a half slave woman and half free woman, which that can happen if, let's say, she's owned by partners and one partner frees her, so she's half free and half emancipated and half slave. Now, so what the story was, they forced her, the other partner that was still a master of her, to make her into a free woman. And the reason for that would be is that she's permitted to marry, because when she's a half slave woman, she can't marry regular Jewish men. Now, as Rashi explains, on the fact that we force the master, obviously, it's because she has a commandment, because if not, who cares? Let her stay like that forever. She doesn't have a mitzvah to get married and have children. So obviously we see that the woman is commanded, and that's why we forced the master. Else we wouldn't, how would we be able to force him to release her? Now the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya, and therefore that's not a question. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, he says that the reason was that it was because that she actually made herself hefker for everybody. And the reason why she did that, that she had relations with any man, was because she wasn't able to get married. She couldn't be with a slave because she was half free. She couldn't have a regular Jewish man because she was half slave. And therefore, minig hefker nagaboth. That means all the lowlives were being promiscuous with her, and they were sinning through her. And that's why they forced her master to free her, to remove this stumbling block from among the population. But however, the truth is that women are not commanded, and the reason why they freed her and forced her, the master free, was not because of her commandment. It's just because of this problem that was being caused for society. Hanu lach habal yevimtek, we shall return to the sixth parak of Masechta Yevamos, parak habal yevimtek.